new report says the Keystone XL pipeline would exacerbate the problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women in Montana and other Northern Plains states in the project's proposed path. 4 out of 5 perpetrators of crimes relating to missing or murdered Indigenous women are not held accountable in the counties the pipeline would cross. That's according to the report co-authored by the Sovereign Bodies Institute. Anita Lucchesi directs the Indigenous Research Collective that co-authored the report.
The rate of violence will be exceptionally high because these men, these workers, know that there already is a lack of justice.
She's talking about the hundreds of workers who had come from outside the community, away from their families, to work on the pipeline and live in what's been termed as man camps. The report cites documents from the United Nations and the U.S. State Department that link extractive industries to sex trafficking and exploitation of Native American women. But the report also features its own data collection, pulled from Lucchesi's database of over 4,000 cases of missing and murdered women in Indian country. She and her colleagues identified 411 cases of missing or murdered Indigenous women in the 4 states the pipeline would cross: Montana, the Dakotas, and Nebraska.
I would say that what's more disturbing for me is that we know that there's so many cases that we don't know about.
Lucchesi says she hosted a recent training in Montana and that over 9 people came forward with stories of missing or murdered relatives. None of the accounts had been previously logged into law enforcement records. She says sometimes the only way to learn of new cases is to speak with the community, which is what she wants the State Department to do more of. In its recently updated draft environmental impact statement, the State Department says it invited nearly 70 tribes to participate in the NEPA process. That includes 5 tribal nations in Montana: the Blackfeet, Crow, Fort Peck, Chippewa, Cree, and Fort Belknap tribes. In the draft, the State Department, which did not respond to requests for comment, says if built, the Keystone XL would have negligible to minor or even beneficial impacts on socioeconomics. TC Energy, the pipeline's owner, says it's taken numerous steps to ensure that both the community and its workers would be safe, including requiring every resident at the camps to sign and agree to a strict code of conduct. It also says there will be around-the-clock security. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.